This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've long known that wealthy people can be very good at holding on to their money when tax time comes around. A new report co-authored by researchers at the IRS and academics at the National Bureau of Economic Research looks at just how good. They found that the top 1% of households in terms of income don't pay taxes on roughly 20% of what they earn, making the tax gap between taxes owed and taxes paid even wider than expected. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
People who earn the highest incomes don't just earn salaries. They make money through partnerships, S-corporations, so-called pass-through entities.
Those are important and growing sources of income at the top of the income distribution.
That's Daniel Reck, a professor at the London School of Economics and one of the report's authors. He says wealthy people often park their money in offshore accounts as well. Those kinds of arrangements can be really complex.
And sometimes the complexity inherent in these structures can open up a lot of opportunities for evasion.
A big part of the issue, the report found, is that the IRS uses random audits to weed out cheaters. Richard Prisanzano at Penn's Wharton School of Business, whose work was cited in the study, says that's no big deal when we're talking about lower income taxpayers. But for people who make a lot of money and file complicated tax returns,
an audit, even if it's random, it takes a lot more resources than, say, someone making $25,000 a year who's just taken the earned income tax credit.
Then there are those offshore accounts. Law professor Adam Rosenzweig at Washington University in St. Louis, who had nothing to do with the study, says the IRS has to rely on cooperation from other countries.
The more the U.S. expands its investigative powers, the more information it finds, but the more other countries might resist.
All of this means that the government is leaving about $175 billion a year on the table. That's how much the report estimates the IRS could collect from the top 1% of earners. Leandra Letterman is a professor of tax law at Indiana University and also had nothing to do with the study. She says this really comes down to giving the IRS the resources it needs.
You know, if you enforce the tax system we have, that reduces the need to enact new taxes or raise tax rates.
Letterman says better enforcement would also help level the playing field with ordinary filers who get W-2s and 1099s and couldn't avoid paying taxes if they wanted to.
It's important for taxpayers to have a sense that the government's enforcing the tax laws, that I'm not going to be a chump by fully complying and paying all of my taxes.
Last week, IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig asked Congress for additional aid to boost the agency's body count by hiring more IRS agents and more specialized enforcement staff. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.